We come now to the reading of the Word and the expounding of it in Mark chapter 11. The Gospel of Mark chapter 11, and we'll read verses 1 through 33. Mark 11, verses 1 through 33. And beloved, these are the words of the living and true God. And so give your full attention to them as we hear. As they approached Jerusalem at Bethpage and Bethany near the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village opposite you, and immediately as you enter, you will find a colt tied there, on which no one yet has ever sat. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' you say, 'The Lord has need of it.' And immediately he will send it back here." They went away and found a colt tied at the door outside in the street, and they untied it. Some of the bystanders were saying to them, "What are you doing untying the colt?" He spoke to them just as Jesus had told them, and they, that is the bystanders, gave them permission. They brought the colt to Jesus and put their coats on it, and he sat on it. And they spread their coats in the road, and others spread leafy branches which they had cut from the fields. Those who were in front and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David! Hosanna in the highest!" Jesus entered Jerusalem and came into the temple, and after looking around at everything, he left for Bethany with the 12, since it was already late. On the next day, when they had left Bethany, he became hungry. Seeing at a distance a fig tree and leaf, he went to see if perhaps he would find anything on it. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. He said to it, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." And his disciples were listening. Then they came to Jerusalem, and he entered the temple and began to drive out those who were buying and selling in the temple, and overturned the temples of the money changers and the seats of those who were selling doves. And he would not permit anyone to carry merchandise through the temple. And he began to teach and say to them, Is it not written, "My house should be called a house of prayer for all the nations, but you have made it a robber's den"? The chief priests and the scribes heard this and began seeking how to destroy him, for they were afraid of him, for the whole crowd was astonished at his teaching. When evening came, they would go out of the city. As they were passing by in the morning, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots up. Being reminded, Peter said to him, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered." And Jesus answered, saying to them, "Have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be taken up and cast into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says is going to happen, it will be granted him. Therefore I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they will be granted you. Whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father who is in heaven will also forgive your transgressions. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father who is in heaven forgive your transgressions." They came again to Jerusalem, and as he was walking in the temple, the chief priests and scribes and the elders came to him and began saying to him, "By what authority are you doing these things? Or who gave you this authority to do these things?" And Jesus said to them, "I will ask you one question, and you answer me, and then I will tell you by what authority I do these things. Was the baptism of John from heaven or from men? Answer me." And they began reasoning among themselves, saying, "If we say from heaven, he will say, 'Then why did you not believe him?' But shall we say from men?" They were afraid of the people, for everyone considered John to have been a real prophet. Answering Jesus, they said, "We do not know." And Jesus said to them, "Nor will I tell you by what authority I do these things." And that is the word of the Lord. So as we come to Mark 11 in time of history, we enter the Passion Week, that is the week leading up to the death of Jesus Christ. And of course, our passage begins with the triumphal entry, as we call it, Christ borrowing the colt, which is important for us to know when we hear the sermon today on "Thou shalt not steal." Christ borrowing the colt to ride into Jerusalem as the lowly king. And Jesus, the next day, we have the fig tree, and Jesus saw and said, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." And so here he's cursing the fig tree as a type and figure of the doom passed upon the Jews, as we see in this passage, for where they should have believed when Jesus came and showed himself to be the Messiah, but they did not believe. And therefore produced no fruit. And if you do not believe, if you don't produce fruit, you too will be cursed of God. And that's what is shown at the end of the passage when we get there. When Jesus asks them about, when he's asked about his authority, and he says, "Nor will I tell you by what authority I do these things." That is further curses to them that they would not hear the gospel again at that moment. Well, the next morning, verse 20, the fig tree was withered, the entire tree. Jesus uses that fig tree to remind the disciples, those who have believed, or at least most have believed at that time, that they need a strong faith. Faith while praying, and a faith filled prayer with humility, that is, with forgiveness. And then back to verse 15, the day before, after Jesus cursed the fig tree, in verse 14, they came into Jerusalem and he drove out the money changers from the temple. Of course, it's described in more detail in other places that he used the whip, because here they were doing something contrary to the law. Here it was supposed to be, as he said in verse 17, "My house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations." Not just the Jews, but all the nations. But they had turned it into a robber's den, breaking the eighth commandment. And they began then questioning after that, the next day, because he had done such things, they began to ask him about his authority. And of course, Jesus asked him about John the Baptizer, whether he was from heaven or from earth, from men. And at that point, we know already from Mark's gospel itself, but also other places, that Jesus' authority had already clearly been shown. And his authority had clearly been shown to be the Messiah, to be the Christ. And the Jews should have recognized that from the Old Testament scriptures. They should have seen, they should have known, this is the Christ because of all these things he had done and all these things he had said. But they would not believe. They could not, in themselves, humble themselves and believe. Let's pray. Father, we ask that you, for all of us here, as we'll hear this evening, that you would humble us, that we would believe. And for those who have believed, we pray that you would help our unbelief and cause us to be more humble. And we know that is a dangerous prayer. And yet, Father, we trust in you. That you will do what is right. And you have done this in our lives at times, and you have done this in our brothers and sisters' lives. We pray even now for Shelley Clark and Justin and their family, that you would strengthen Shelley's mind and and body, and that you would give strength to them, that they would know all the more in this time of weakness that you are strong. Father, we also pray for Jeannie and her upcoming MRI. We pray that that would go well and there'd be nothing found to be wrong, and that the skin that was taken off of her nose, that also would find to be with no cancer. And Father, we ask that you would strengthen all our bodies. We know in our congregation the many who struggle every day in their bodies with great weakness. And we pray that as we see them and as they experience themselves, that they would see that in our weakness, you are strong. And that we would believe all the more in your Son, Jesus Christ, who is the God of all power and strength and might, who leads the hosts of heaven, and yet is our God who showers us with grace. We thank you for the gospel of Jesus Christ. We thank you for Jesus being the Christ and showing himself to be such, the anointed one sent from you, even promised from of old, to be the one to crush Satan's head, and we thank you that you have done so at the cross and at the resurrection. We are thankful that Jesus is our King and he provides for us and he protects us as our Lord who sits on the throne full of glory and wonder. We pray that we would grow in our reverence and awe of him and reverence and awe of you. That we would fear the Lord. Not that we would fear death or judgment, for there is no fear in love. The love that you've shown to us and the love that we have for you. But there is this reverent fear. And so, Father, we pray that we would bow the knee even now. And you would grant us the ability by your Holy Spirit to praise your name and exalt the King, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it's in his name we pray. Amen.